I've got the happy NBA fan itch. I think tonight's going to be great. I think it will be – my prediction is that this is the best game of the entire playoffs. And I feel like that's a bold prediction. I'm telling you tonight, I think Game 6 in Oklahoma City, with everything that's on the line, I think there will be more anxious energy and tension and drama in this game tonight than anything that we see in the conference finals or the finals. And I say that in part thinking that Golden State is just going to run through some teams, especially if they get Oklahoma City. It's just a bad matchup. The idea is that if anybody can change what get Golden State out of Golden State's game, it would be San Antonio. Oklahoma City will try to beat Golden State at Golden State's game, and they will get run off the court, I think, in doing so. They have nobody that can defend Steph Curry. And really, who does? But that's been it's been problematic for Oklahoma City all year. But that doesn't affect tonight's game. Tonight's game, somebody's playing their last game somewhere. Either it's Tim Duncan's last game, and we say this, he hasn't really discussed it. You know what I was thinking about earlier today? I was thinking about that the Kobe Bryant final game of his career. And we thought Kobe didn't have anything left. It was hard to imagine that there was any magic left in that last game, and Kobe had magic. No pun intended. And going into tonight's game, as much as I'm rooting for Oklahoma City because I am a Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook fan, if this is it for Duncan, I hope he's got a little magic left in the bag. I would love to see Tim Duncan go double-double tonight. And if this is it, the last time we see him on a court, it doesn't look like the last time we saw him on a court. And this series has been fascinating. This game tonight will be probably the least fascinating game outside of game one would be game seven. I will double, triple down, quadruple down on San Antonio at home in a game seven. It's a game seven. And I have a general rule of thumbs. Just like in high school football recruiting, it's always smart to put your money on wherever mom wants her son to go. I will put my team in a seven-game series in a game seven. I'll put my money on the home team all the time. And 85% of the time, I'll be all right.